I'm afraid it's gonna get like soft to soft.
What?
You got me home.
Praise God, praise God, God, praise God. Welcome to RTRMI. And we are going on a, have been going on a, or will be going on a, 3-day fast and consecration. And today it was led in my heart to do prayer. But one of the scripture focuses from today or for today was actually coming out of Colossians, the 3rd chapter and the 12th verse. But I'll probably read a little bit more because Colossians is one of my favorite scriptures. But nevertheless, I think we will get the understanding and the intent behind it, then we'll go into prayer. In Colossians 3, starting at a little bit before the 12th chapter actually will start, I'm going to start at 5, Colossians 3 and 5, and we're going to go into 12, and then we're going to go into prayer. Matter of fact, better yet, I'm going to start at Colossians 3 and 1. Colossians 3 and 1. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death what belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil, desire, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, God's wrath is coming upon the disobedient. And you once walked in these things when you were living in them, but now put away all the following, which is anger, wrath, malice, slander, and filthy language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old self with its practices and put on the new self. You are being renewed in knowledge according to the image of your Creator. In Christ, there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, and free, but Christ is all and in all. And here's 12, is our theme scripture for today. Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and dearly loved, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a grievance against another. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you are also to forgive. I'm going to continue on. Above all, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. And let the peace of Christ, to which you were also called in one body, rule your hearts and be thankful. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called, and be thankful. But prior to that, in 12, it talks about putting on and clothing ourselves with a few things that I believe are very key and important to all of us that will help us to walk our Christian life. 12 says, therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and dearly love, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. I pray that we come to a level of understanding the need to be humble. And when we understand the need of being humble, we understand every other characteristic that goes along with being humble. Because we begin to realize that this transformation that God is doing in the hearts of every believer, the hearts of everyone that confess salvation, that are trying to model themselves after the walk of the characteristics or the character of Christ, we begin to realize that this great work that is being done is not a work that is on our own. We can't take credit for the change that God does in our heart. Nor do we have enough education, skill, talent, or ability. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ, and it also takes us to be committed and be submitted to transforming our mind and to take on the word of God and begin to put that in the very tablets of our heart so that we can be transformed, that we can be renewed, and that we can be restored. I even encourage you, my brother and my sister, that you begin to take on this thing called peace, that you will allow your heart to be humbled to the point where you allow God to rest, rule, reign, and abide. That in that process of doing so, that he will be able to lead your heart to the place where you're not worried about offense. You're not worried about irritation or frustration. You're not worried about jealousy, but God begins to make sure that he ushers you to this place of peace. If you look at the word humility, the general word of it basically means to submit or to have submission. And I believe that we must submit ourselves unto God that he may exalt us in his due time. That is our prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now that God, you begin to do a new work in our hearts and in our minds. I pray right now, Father, that you'll begin to allow us the opportunity to understand and to know the things that we have placed in the very facets of our heart, the animosity, the hatred, the anger, the hurt. And God, if there's any place where we have felt that we are better than, or that we are able to do something that is in our own thought, our own merit, and our own ability, Father God, forgive us right now. God, because we begin to realize that it's all about you. It's all about your purpose and your plan that you have for each and every individual. Father God, we can't take credit for the things that you do. Father, we know that great things are going to come. We know that things are going to happen in our lives when we begin to walk in the word of God. But Lord God, we can't take credit for the blessings that you decided to give us. So Father, I pray myself personally that God, you will forever allow my eyes to be focused on you. That God, if there is ever a time where I come more higher than I need to be, Father, that you'll begin to convict my heart and convict my spirit, God, that I'll begin to seek you again. Seek counsel with the Holy Spirit, that it may be able to lead and guide and to set the gauge or set the level of my heart, that it shall be submitted back unto you, Father. Father, with gratefulness and gratitude, I thank you. I thank you, Father, for everything that you've done. I thank you, Father, for the celebrations that you've allowed many of us to see. I thank you for all the provision that you have given us, God. We know, Father, that it's not in our merit, it's not in our education, nor is it in our own resources, because God, everything, every good and perfect gift comes from you. So, Father God, as we begin to go forth in the blessings and the callings and the work that you have for this ministry for us individually, Father God, we just want to be at your feet. We want to be led and guided by you, God. We want to give you a yes. We want to submit our heart down before you. That God, you can begin to lead and guide us, God, to the truth and to the path, to the way, to the will that you have for us. Lord God, we don't want to move ahead of you, Father, because we know that we can't do it by ourselves. Every time that we put our hands to the plow, every time we put our hands in and put our desires in it, Father, it begins to fall. So, Lord God, we begin to arrest ourselves and we step back and we lift our hands up to you. And we allow you, God, to make room and make it ready to lead and to guide, Father. We humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God that we may be exalted in your time, Father. But God, let not our works, God, be put into some type of fame or some type of honor in ourselves. But God, let everything that we do, let every successful plot, let every spirit or walk in excellence, let every achievement, let every encouragement, let every accomplishment bring glory to your name. That Father, that they may be able to see your mark upon us. That God, they may be able to see the love that you have for us. That they may be able to see the transformation that's taking place in our hearts. God, we yield ourselves as an example. We yield ourselves as a holy sacrifice, ready and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service, God. So Father, right now, as we come into this time of prayer, as we come into this time of worship, we thank you, Father, what you are doing. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you that no one can take your place. No one can wear your crown and no one can get on your throne. No one can do the great things that you do, Father. No one can get the glory. No one can get the honor. Only you. So, Father, we give you all glory. We give you all honor. We give you all praise. We thank you. We magnify your most holy name. We bless you. We praise you. We give you glory. We thank you. We thank you for everything, God, right now, that all is happening right now that's going on in this world. Father, we thank you that even in the midst of everything that's being torn down and torn apart, God, that you are still blessing us. You are still making a way out of no way. You are still moving by your spirit and moving by your power. We thank you, Father, that you are providing our needs according to your riches and to your glory. We thank you, Father, that even in the midst of every chaotic situation, that you are causing your people to prosper, God. Not to prosper because of the things that we do, God, but to prosper because of what you have and what you commanded. To prosper, God, because of the fact that you have ordained it according to your word. And Father, we thank you that we'll forever lift you up. We'll lift up the bloodstained banner. We know that you are the true and the living God. Father, you are above COVID. You are above every circumstance. You are above every disease. God, right now, we speak healing on this nation. We humble ourselves because, God, we know that a vaccine can do it. God, we know that you can do it. So, Father, we humble ourselves. You said in your word, God, that if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, that, God, we will hear a voice from you. God, we're looking to hear your voice speak over this nation. We're looking to hear a fresh wind, God, right now, to blow these things out, Father. Father, we know that you are the power, you are the glory, you are the grace, you are the sufficient thing that we need to knock and eradicate this thing. But God, get our attention right now. Get our attention in your way. Get our attention as you begin to manage and to begin to control. And Father, we lift up every person, God, your people, your saints, your children, your women. We lift them up, God. We speak healing upon their lives. Let there be a glorious work, a miraculous work that's being taken place right now, even in their souls. We lift up the Fitzroys now. We lift up those that have lost loved ones. We lift them up in the name of Jesus. Heal their bodies from the top of the soul, God, from the top of the head to the bottom of their feet, God. Touch them now. Deliver now. Restore them now. And Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you the highest praise. We honor you. We honor your existence. We honor your move. We honor your plan. We honor your voice. We honor your word. We honor your will, God. And we thank you right now. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify your name. We magnify you, God. We magnify you, God. We magnify you. You get the glory, Father. You get the glory. Come on in, Father. Come on into this room. Come on into this presence. Father, we invite you in, God. We know that, Father, that when you come into the presence of this world, when you come and we come into your presence, that nothing can stand in your presence. Sickness has to move and it has to flee. So, Father, we invite you into this world that you created. We invite you to the hearts of every believer. We invite you right now in the name of Jesus that you make room and make ready, Father, that you begin to blow this thing up. Every false agenda, tear it down. Every plot and every plan that is not like you, God, tear it down. Turn over the tables again. Turn over whatever agenda that is not like you that is trying to promote the evil one. We come against and cancel that assignment. We know that you are greater and you are mightier. And Father, right now, as we begin to touch and we spiritually lay hands in agreement with our brothers and sisters, God, meet their very need. Father, we want this love that we have in our hearts to be shown to them, Father. Touch those that are hurting right now in their spirit, God. Touch those that are hurting right now in their heart. Touch them right now that are feeling like they are alone, God, that are feeling rejected, Father. Father, you sent your word, and we know that rejection is necessary. For God is for us to get our attention, God. So, Lord God, our eyes are upon you. We are focused upon you. We are looking to your next move. Use us, Father, to bring revival in our homes. Use us to bring revival in our jobs. Use us to bring revival, God, in our surroundings, God, and revival in our children. Protect our children as they're going to and fro in each and every classroom, Father. With the COVID cases going higher and higher and higher, Father, we thank you for your protection. We thank you that the bloodstained banner still is upon our children. We thank you, Father, that you never lost a case and you never lost a battle. And Father, we have a true report. We have a true record of who you are. We have a true record. We give an account, Father. You gave us an account of that we can claim and we can decree and that we can call upon and we can praise you for. So, Father, we speak victory right now. We don't put any thought. We don't put any thought in our plans and in our agenda, because we know that any given time, God, you can pull us out of this earth. But God, you thank you for sustaining us. Thank you for holding us up. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for looking out for us. Thank you for making a way. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, I just want to thank you, God. I just want to give you glory right now. I just want to praise your name, Father. I just want to honor you right now. Oh, God, I'm so grateful for the things that you have done. And Father, God, we speak to every marriage. We speak to every relationship between husband and wife, God. That, Lord God, you begin to bind them closer together, that they be as one with you, Father. That there'll be a close connection, Father. Let that cord be tied around them now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that you begin to allow, God, them to become closer together as one. Let them submit themselves one to another. Oh, Father God, let the service and the worship that you have for marriages, God, take place. Father, that the woman will submit themselves to the husband and the husband submit themselves to the wife, but also may that husband submit himself unto God, that he may be able to lead his family in the way that you have ordained in your word, that you have called them to be. Father, let them be just men. I raise up every brother, every husband, Father, in our ministry and abroad. I pray right now, Father, that you begin to go inside their heart and convict their hearts, that they will begin to be the Psalms one man, that they will begin to meditate on the word day and night, that they will begin to put that thing in their heart, that they will begin to make the word their lifestyle. And Father God, every wife, God, every woman of honor, woman of valor, woman of favor, virtuous woman, oh God, heal the heart, heal the hurt right now. Father, let them submit as they see godly examples. I pray, Father, that right now, God, that you begin to even bless them. Give them the very things that they need. Give them the strength, give them the power, give them the peace that they need, Father, that they may experience joy once again. And Father, God, strengthen every believer. Strengthen every person that is going and decided to commit to what we are doing. And we pray, Father, that you find it glorious, that you find honor, because we're not doing this for any type of show, form, or fashion. But we're trying our best to be obedient to the move of the Holy Spirit, to the word that has been spoken. So, Father God, me as a leader, I pray that you continue to touch my heart. Keep me, Father. Show me, guide me, and lead me, Father. God, I pray, Father, that every trap and every snare that the enemy has tried to come, or what he has planned, Father, I thank you that you have already destroyed. That, Father, my eyes will be focused on you. That my eyes will be focused in the word. That my heart is in your hands. That, Father God, I will not be in a walking offense. But, God, I pray that you give me wisdom. That you give me humility once again. That you begin to allow me to see the blessing. Allow me to see the path. Allow me to see the work that you have for us. So that way, God, if we can see the vision and make it plain. Father, we thank you for every open door. We thank you for every opportunity. We thank you for every divine connection, Father, that will facilitate what you have placed in our hearts for our own personal ministry, for our own personal assignment, for our own personal purpose. And Father God, strengthen those that have their assignment. But let us walk diligently in what you have called us to do. Let us not stray away because of any type of fame. But God, let us stay on track, God, and make our feet, order our steps, God. Order my steps, God, in your way, in your word. And Father God, I'll forever give you honor. I'll forever give you praise. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God.